感谢主，主的话说，他若显现，我们必要像他。
Praise the Lord, because He says that when He is manifested, we will be like Him.
所以我们在地上的这段年日里头，我们需要认识主。
So in our days on this earth, we need to know the Lord.
我们需要主常常向我们显。
We need the Lord to reveal Himself to us.
像我们因着吃他，我们能够越来越像他。
So that because we know Him more and more, and we will be like Him more.
这就是神给我们的托付。叫我们在地上能够来见证我们的主耶稣基督。
And this is what God has entrusted us, that we can be a testimony of Lord Jesus Christ.
早晨愿意和弟兄姐妹一同交通这样一个负担，是关于认识神。
So this morning I would like to fellowship with brothers and sisters about knowing the Lord.
或者更准确的说，是真认识神。
Or the true knowing of the Lord.
我们先读几处的圣经。
Let us read some scriptures.
请我们先翻到旧约的士师记。
Let's turn our Bible to the Old Testament book of Judges.
士师记第二章。
Judges chapter 2.
士师记第二章，我们读第十节。
Let's read Judges chapter 2, verse 10.
那世代的也都归了自己的列祖，后来有别的世代起，不知道耶和华。知道耶和华为以色列所行的事。
Judges 2:10. When all their generation had been gathered to their fathers, another generation arose after them who did not know the Lord nor the work which He had done for Israel.
请我们再翻到新约圣经的约翰福音。
Let's turn to the New Testament, Gospel of John.
约翰福音第十七章。
Gospel of John chapter 17.
我们读第三节。
Verse 3.
约翰福音十七章第三节，认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
John 17:3, and this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
好，我们还要接下来读箴言。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
箴言是在诗篇的后面第一章。
Proverbs chapter 1.
我们就读第几节
？Verse 7。
箴言一章第七节：敬畏耶和华是知开端，愚妄人藐视智慧和训诲。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, and the fool despises the wisdom.
我们再翻到约伯记。
Let's turn to Job.
约伯记在诗篇的前面。
Job is before.The book of Songs.
我们读第四十二章第五节。
Job chapter 42 verse 5.
我们读第五和第六节。
Verse
约伯记第四十二章第五节：我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你，因此我厌恶自己，在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
I've heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Therefore, I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes.
我们最后一处读以弗所书。
Lastly, let's turn to Ephesians.
新约圣经以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians 1.
我们读第十七节。
17.
以弗所书一章十七节：求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们。使你们真知道他。
Ephesians 1:17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him.
好，我们再一起低头有一点祷告。
Let's bow and have further word of prayer.
主，我们求你早晨在奉你名的聚会中再向我们显现。
Oh Lord, this morning, please.Reveal yourself to us in this gathering.
主求你也怜悯我们，听我们祷告，再将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
And Lord, please have mercy on us, and once again give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
主开我们里面的眼睛
，and open our inner eyes.
叫我们真知道你
，so that we can truly know you.
主并且知道这我们的恩召是有何等荣耀的指望
，and we know that what is the glorious your calling.
我们将以下时间仰望你。
We place this following time in your hands.
求你再做那开眼的工作。
Please open our eyes.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen. 早晨愿意和弟兄姐妹一同来思想认识神这件事。
This morning, I would like to share with brothers and sisters about knowing the Lord.
我不晓得今天早晨在我们中间还有没有人不认识神。
I'm not sure if anyone among us that still doesn't know the Lord.
我想大多数的弟兄姐妹都已经认识神。
I believe that most brothers and sisters we already know the Lord.
但是我们对神有多少真实的认识？
But how much true knowing do we have about the Lord?
我们到底对神有多完全的认识？
And how complete is our knowing of the Lord?
我相信我们都还有许多需要更认识神的地方。
I think that we all need to know our Lord more.
所以刚刚这首诗歌非常的宝贵。
So this hymn we just sang was very good.
实在盼望它是我们从心里头向神所发出的一个祷告。
And may this hymn is become a prayer in our hearts.
我们愿意更多认识我们的神。
And would like to know more and more about our Lord.
更多认识我们主耶稣基督。
And know more and more about our Lord Jesus Christ.
好像我们在地上真的能够成为他自己荣耀的见证的彰显。
So that we can be a testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ on this earth.
在三月初的时候，我们感谢神带领他的仆人伯利兄来到我们中间。
We praise the Lord that he sent Brother Bo to us earlier this month.
我们弟兄和我们交通到四世纪中的危机和挑战。
And Brother Bo shared with us the crisis and challenges in the Book of Judges.
我们知道士师记整卷士师记记录了神的百姓以色列三百多年那失败堕落的光景。
So in the Book of Judges, we see the fallen, the failure, the weakness of the Israelites 300 years.
在士师记第二章那边告诉我们，当约书亚在世的时候，还有约书亚同一个世代侍奉神的那一些长老们在世的时候，神的百姓都侍奉耶和华。
We see in the book of Judges that when Joshua was still alive and also when the elders were alive, all the people of Israel, they served the Lord.
是到了士师记第二章的第十节那边呢，我们看见当约书亚那个世代的人都过去了。
However, in Judges chapter 2 and verse 10, we see that when all the generation had passed,
原本认识神的那一个世代的长老们也都过去了。
And the elders of that generation who know the Lord, they have passed.
我们看见后来的世代呢，他们竟然就不知道耶和华。
And so later on the new generation, they did not know the Lord.
他们就不认识耶和华曾经为他们所事。
And they did not know the work which the Lord had for them.
这就给我们一个很迫切的一个提醒。
And this is very serious reminder for us.
我相信在我们今天在座的弟兄姐妹，我们多少都是认识神的。
I believe that, brother and sister, we all know the Lord.
而且神也将儿女赐给我们，托给我们作为一个产业。
And also God, give us the children as His inheritance to us.
神把儿女托给我们是有一个托付的。
And God entrusted, the children.
神盼望借着这一些我们这些认识神的父母亲
and through parents like us
我们认识神也认识神在我们身上的作为
through us parents who know the Lord and also the work He had done for us
神盼望我们能够将我们下一代也能够带到神的面前
And God hopes that we can bring our next generation for God.
叫我们的下一代他们也能够认识神。
For next generation, they can Lord.
好叫神给教会的见证能够一代一代的能够持守下来。
So the entrustment of the Lord to the churches can be kept from generation to generation.
让我们看见在士师记里头，当原本认识神、认识神作为的那一代过去了以后，他们的下一代竟然就不认识神了。
We see that in the book of Judges, so when the older generation, they pass away, the new generation, they did not know the Lord.
他当这新的一代不认识神，他们的结果是怎么样呢？
So what is the consequence of this new generation?
我们看见他们就行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
We see that they did what was evil in the sight of the Lord.
他们就去敬拜朱巴利，还有亚斯他路。
And they serve Baals and Ashtoreth.
你发现不管是男人、女人、孩子，他们各有自己侍奉的偶像。
men, women, and children, they all have their idols to serve.
我们看见神就任凭他们将他们交在他们仇敌的手中。
So God delivered to the hands of the enemy.
所以我们看见今天我们若不好好的来帮助我们的儿女们来认识神。
So today, if we don't help our children to know the Lord,
当有一天我们过去的时候，他们就落在这世界的网络里头。
And one day when we all pass, they will be, they will be captured by this world.
说不定在我们还没有过去之前，他们去上大学的时候，他们就落在这世界的网络里了。
Even before we pass, when they go to college, they might be in the snare of this world.
弟兄姐妹，我们要这把握这样一个宝贵的机会。
So brothers and sisters, we need to capture this precious opportunity.
当我们还有机会来帮助我们的儿女们来认识我们的神的时候
，When there is still time and opportunity for us to help our children to know the Lord，
我们需要来为他们祷告。
We need to pray for them。
我们也需要来帮助他们来真认识神。
And we need to help them to truly know the Lord。
我们看见从士师记，整卷士师记到时候，我们看见了整个以色列那失败的光景，我们感到非常的可怕。
And it's very frightening when we see in the, at the end of the book of Judges that the darkness and the failure of the Israelites.
罗弟兄姐妹，你们读过士师记从十七章后面末了的时候，你真难想象说那些事情会发生在神的百姓中间。
It is hard for you to imagine that these things would happen to the children of God.
为什么神的百姓会软弱失败到这样的一个情况呢
？And how could the people of God can fail and in such a darkness?
他们那堕落的起因乃是因为他们不知道神，也不知道神的作为。
And the reason is that because they did not know God, and they did not know the works that God had done for them.
这里我们需要稍微做一个澄清。
First, we need to clarify one thing.
我们知道我们跟神的关系都是第一代的。
We know that all our relationship with the God is the first generation.
意思就是说，因为神重生了我们
，because God reborn us.
所以呢，我们神的关系是直接的
，so we have a direct relationship with God.
而我们对神的认识也应该是直接的
，so our knowing of the Lord is directly.
那我们的下一代呢？
What about our next generation?
他们是不是因为出生在基督徒的家庭，他们就成为一般认识神的人呢
？Do they become people knowing the Lord just because they are born in a Christian family?
伊斯兰教他们有这样的一个情形，他们生在回教、生在伊斯兰教的家庭呢，他们生下来他们就有这样的一个信仰。
The Islamic people they have this tradition. Those children when they because they are born in an Islamic family and they become Islamic.
但是我们每一个重生得救的基督徒，我们都是第一代的基督徒。
But for every Christian who is born, we are the first generation.
基督徒没有所谓第二代、第三代。
There's no such thing as the second or third generation Christian.
基督徒没有继承做基督徒的。
No Christian can be inherited to be a Christian.
基督徒有所谓是按着遗传基督徒。
So we cannot be a Christian by inheritance.
每一位基督徒他都必须是重生得救。
Every Christian must be born from God.
他都必须是从神而生的。
We must be born from God.
所以他与神的关系，就是生命而言，是第一代的关系。
So in terms of the relationship, our relationship with God is the first generation.
因为我们都是神的儿女。
Because we are all children of God.
所以在这里我们虽然看见士师记里头好像有第一代、第二代。
So even here we see that in Judges it seems that there's an older generation and a newer generation.
这里乃是指着我们就着属灵的经历和认识所说的。
But here it is speaking of the in terms of the spiritual knowledge.
就像我们在新约时代也是一样。
And it is the same when we are in the New Testament era.
为着前面一些属灵对神有更深认识、更深经历的弟兄姐妹们，我们感谢神。
And we praise the Lord that we have some elders that who have more spiritual experience.
感谢这些前面的弟兄姐妹，实在在认识和经历上助我们。
And through these brothers and sisters, God used them to help us.
但是我们对神的认识仍然必须是直接的。
But our knowledge, our knowing of the Lord must be directly.
必须是从里面的一个真实的认识。
It must be a true knowing from inside.
这是我盼望和就里面 有一个澄清。
So this is a clarification.
唯有当一个人他真认识这位独一的真神。
Only when a man truly knows this only true God.
并且他因着圣灵在他里头开启，他认识这位耶稣基督。
And also through the revelation of the Holy Spirit, he knows Jesus Christ.
他就得着了神所赐的永生。
Then he received the eternal life.
也就是说，神就借着圣灵重生了这样一个人。
Which means that God, this person is reborn through the Holy Spirit.
这个人呢，就得称为神的儿女。
So this person can be called the son of God.
因为他是从神生的
，because born from God.
就因着圣灵住在
，and also because the Holy Spirit dwells inside.
能够真认识神
，and he can truly know the Lord.
所以这是我们每一位重生得救的基督徒跟神的关系。
This is our relationship for every Christian.
我们对神的认识是一个从里头真实的认识。
Our knowing of the Lord is the true knowing from within.
所以这里四世纪让我们看见哈，说上一代后来的世代的人呢，他们就不认识神了。
So in Book of Judges here we see that the next generation they did not know the Lord.
我简单归纳有几个可能的原因。
There might be several reasons for this.
第一呢，可能是他们的父母亲哈，他们没有好好的将他们所认识这位神呢，来传讲给他们。
First, it might be their parents did not tell them about the Lord.
这是非常可能的。
It is very possible.
因为我们知道那个世代的人呢，他们进到迦南以后，他们天天怎么样，要征战。
Because we know the generation when they enter Canaan, every day they need battle.
不仅征战完了以后呢，还要建。
Not only the battle, they also need to build.
所以可想而知，他们是相当的忙碌。
So they are very busy.
所以有没有可能他们忙碌到一个地步呢？他们没有时间好好的把他们所认识的这位神和神的作为呢，能够传讲给他们下一代听。
So it might be that they were too busy, so they didn't have time to tell their next generation about God and things that were.
跟我们今天的情形有点类似。
We are in a similar situation today.
哎呀，我们做父母亲的哈，每天都很忙。
The parents we're busy every day.
我忙着工作。
We're busy with work.
像打仗一样。
Our work is like fighting.
下班回到家里还有好多事情要做。
And many things for us to take care of after work.
还有孩子学习的事情。
And study the education of our.
就每天就这样子忙进忙出。
So every day we're busy in, busy out.
有时候想到了周末应该比较不忙。
And sometimes we think that in weekend we'll be less busy.
弟兄姐妹，你们做父母亲的，周末忙不忙
？Brothers and sisters, if your parents busy in the weekends.
我听过有弟兄姐妹讲啊，周末还更忙。
Some brothers and sisters said they're even more busy in the weekends.
因为小孩子有六项东西，七项东西要学。
Because they need to send their children to learn many things.
所以我们看见我们这个时代啊，这也是一个危机，因为我们都非常的忙碌。
So we see that this is also a crisis for us because we are too busy.
那会不会我们忙到一个地步，我们都忘记了来向我们的下一代来讲说我们所认识的这位神和他在我们身上的作为
？Is it possible that we are so busy that we forget to tell our next generation about God and what He has done for us?
所以伯利兄提醒我们，我们做父母亲的要常常抓住机会来向我们的儿女们做见证。
So, Brother Bo reminds us that as parents, we need to make testimony about the Lord before our children.
来帮助他们认识我们的神。
And to help them to know our Lord.
来帮助他们能够知道在我们身上，在我们这一家下作为。
And to help them realize that the amazing works that the Lord has done in our family.
免得我们忙着，我们忘记了跟孩子来为神做见证。
So let's say we are too busy and then we don't have time to tell our children.
当孩子有一天离开了我们去上大学了。
And one day when they leave us and go to college.
他们不一定真认识我们所认识的这位神。
And they don't truly know the Lord.
所以这是一个提醒，我们必须要把帮助孩子来认识这位认识我们的神这件事情呢，要摆在一个重要的位置上。
So it reminds us that we need to put we need to really help our children to know the Lord, and this is our priority.
当然还有一种可能哈，就是那个父母亲啊，的确是讲了，向下一代是讲借我们所认识的这位神。
There's another reason. It is possible that we do tell our children about the Lord.
但是呢，我们的下一代儿女们啊，他们没有好好用心听。
But our children, they don't listen carefully.
这代年轻人啊，他们非常的可怜。
But is this generation, our next generation, they are very miserable.
因为他们所在的时代是一个资讯爆炸的时代。
Because it is an information age.
我记得从前我们看，就算看电视节目啊，在一天当中也大概就是一两个时段是有节目可以看。
I remember when I was young, the television there only.It's only for a few hours that there's one channel.
我们儿女这一代是完全不一样。
But for our kids, they're different.
他们根本就不用看电视了。
And they don't even watch TV.
他们一上网啊，一天24小时 24/7 都有东西看。
They just go on the internet and 24/7 every day they have things to look at.
那他们不仅在家里面坐在电脑前面开始看。
And not only before the in front of the computer.
离了家，在路上来教会的路。
When they leave home now on to church,
他们还能看。
They can still.
如果他们有个智慧型手机
，if they have a smartphone.
所以我们看见我们这个下一代这个儿女们，他们所在这样一个时代是非常可怕的一个时代。
So we see that our children actually live in a very terrible generation.
你想他们小小的脑袋啊，他们不知道接收了多少多少的资讯。
So they receive, many information.
可能在非洲一个小部落发生什么事情，他们马上就知道了。
The little tribe in Africa happens, something happened there, and they may know it.
因此有这么多的资讯。
Because of all this information.
就当他们听到父母亲在那里为神做见证的时候。
And when they hear their parents testified for the Lord.
他们觉得就好像在听新闻一样。
It's almost like they're just listening to some news.
或是觉得好像在听fairy tale， 在听故事一样。
Or just like as they are listening to some fairy tale。
即使父母亲用心的把关于神的作为告诉他们
，even though the parents really tell the words of the Lord，
他们可能听一听，他们转过来说 ，What did you say？
They might listen and then they'll turn to you and say and ask how。
我不晓得弟兄姐妹的你们的孩子有没有这样的情形啊？父母亲讲了半天啊，用心苦口婆心讲了半天。突然间转过来跟你讲说，你刚刚说什么
？I'm not sure, if brother and sister, you have experience when you explain the words of the Lord very carefully to your kids, and then they will turn to you and say, "What did you say?"
所以我们看见我们的孩子，有可能他们没有好好用心听父母亲所跟他们所讲述关于神的事情。
So it's possible that our children they don't listen carefully of our explanation of the Lord.
或是他们像是看新闻一样。听过了就忘记了。
Or they're just like what listening to the news. They listen and then very 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 soon they just forget.
并没有存在心里头。
They didn't really listen and put that in their hearts.
当然，四世纪里头提到的世代，他们不认识耶和华，还有一种原因。
The book of Judges tells us that there might be another reason that why the next generation they don't know the Lord.
就他们可能头脑里头知道。
It might be that they know in their head，
但是他们心里头并不真认识他。
But in their heart, they don't truly know。
弟兄姐妹，我不晓得你有没有这样的感觉。
Brothers and sisters, I'm not sure if you have this feeling。
我们头脑里头对神有许多的认识。
We have many knowledge about God in our head。
或者说有许多的知识。
We have many knowledge。
但是我们内心里头，我们真实的也必须承认说，我们对我们的神知道的不多。
But actually, in our hearts, we don't truly know the Lord.
所以我们早晨我们在思想说我们怎么样，我们应当要真认识我们的神。
So this morning, we need to think about how do we truly know the Lord.
特别我们做父母亲的
，especially for parents.
对神的认识是一个头脑的知识的话。
If we're knowing the Lord is just knowledge，
我们所能够帮助我们的也不过就是头脑的知识。
Then we can only give this knowledge in our head to our next.
只有当我们从里头真认识我们的神
，it's only when we truly know our Lord，
我们才有可能能够帮助我们的孩子，也叫他们从里头来真认识我们的神。
And so that we can help our children also to truly know the Lord.
这里我们看见有一种的认识呢，是一个头脑的知识。
So we see that one knowing is the knowing in the head.
它并不是真认识。
It's not the true knowing.
就好像意思就是说，他可以知道许多关于神的事情。
What it means is that you know many things about God.
但是他并不从他里头并没有。对神有一个真实的认识。
But from inside, we don't have a true knowing of them.
就好像一些的神学家。
It's just like the theologists.
他们研究关于神的事情。
They study about God.
他们关于神的事情。
And they know many things.
他们甚至教导神的事情。
And they even teach other people.
还甚至可以发表论文。
And they publish papers.
他们知道许多关于神的事情。
They know many things about God.
但是他们却不真认识神。
But they don't truly know God.
他们可以在那里谈论许多关于神的事情。
They can talk about many things about God.
但那些不过就是头脑里头的知识。
But it's just the knowledge in their head.
我举一个例子。
For example,
比方说现在我们可以用 Google 哈，上网可以查到许多关于这个美国总统奥巴马的事情。
We know that we can just Google many things about President Obama on the internet.
说不定我可以带着厚厚一叠的关于这个总统奥巴马总统许多的事情。
And I can have many information about President Obama.
我可以在这里用一个小时、两个小时跟弟兄姐妹来讲关于奥巴马总统的事情。
I can talk about President Obama here for 2 hours.
但这一些呢，不过是我头脑里头的知识。
But this is all just in my head.
我不能说我真认识他。
I can say that I truly know him.
我的确是不认识他。
Because I don't know him.
但是我可以讲得头头是道。
But I can talk very vividly.
他的身高，他的体重。
You know, how tall he is, how heavy he weighs.
他喜欢吃什么，他喜欢做什么运动。
His favorite food, his favorite sports.
即使我可以讲了许许多多关于他的知识。
Even though I can speak many things about him.
但是我却不能从我里头，从心里头说我真认识他。
But I can say from deep inside my heart that I know him.
但我们在我们当中，或许有一个人，他可以说我认识奥巴马总统。
And perhaps among us, one person can say I know Obama.
他或许他不知道关于奥巴马总统的事情，不如我知道了这么多。
Maybe he doesn't know as much as I do about President Obama.
但他可以说我认识他，因为他是我爸爸。
But she can say that I know him because he is my father.
所以我们看见这个真认识乃是根据一个关系。
So this true knowing is based on a certain relationship.
如果我们跟神没有一个真实的关系，
if we don't have this true relationship with God,
我们对神的认识不过就是一些头脑的知识。
And our knowledge, our knowing of the Lord is just some knowledge of in our head.
但我们如果跟神有一个真实的关系，
but if we have this true relationship with God,
我们因着有神的生命在我们里面。
And because we have the life of God inside us,
因着有神的灵在我们里面，
we have the spirit of God inside us,
叫我们能够认识神，
and so that we can know Him,
真认识神，
and truly know Him.
就像从前圣经当中啊，那个保罗，他原名叫做扫罗。
We know that Apostle Paul, he used to be called Saul.
我们知道这位扫罗，他是熟读旧约圣经的。
We know Saul, he was very familiar with the Old Testament.
而且他非常严谨地遵守神的律法。
He also kept all the commandments of the Lord.
我们看见他有关于神许许多多的知识。
He had many knowledge about,
而且他非常热心地来为着他所信的宗教热心。
He was very zealous about the religion, what he believed in.
结果呢？
However,
他就跟着他，根据他所知道的这些知识，对于神的知识
，based on this knowledge he has about God,
他热心侍奉神
，he served the Lord.
结果他就逼迫基督徒
，and he persecuted Christians.
所以我们看见他所做的，跟他所愿意、他以为的侍奉呢，侍奉神是完全刚好背道而驰。
So what he actually did was exactly the opposite of the will of the Lord.
最主要的原因就是因为他不真认识神。
The reason for this is that he didn't truly know the Lord.
他根据他头脑的知识来侍奉神。
He served the Lord based on the knowledge he has the knowledge in his head.
反而成为一个逼迫基督徒的人。
and he became a man that persecuting the Christians.
所以这里我们看见真认识神必须有一个真实的关系。
So here we see that to, in order for us to truly know, we need to have a true relationship with the Lord.
所以我们刚刚读到约翰福音第十七章那边告诉我们，认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
So in John chapter 17 verse 3 it says that this, and this is eternal life, that they may know you the only true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent.
所以因着我们相信并且接受主耶稣基督成为我们的救主。
So because we believe in Jesus Christ and we have accepted him as our Savior.
借着主在十字架上所成就的救赎。
And by the salvation our Lord Jesus has accomplished on the cross.
圣灵重生了我们。
The Holy Spirit, we are reborn in the Holy Spirit.
圣灵将神的生命赐在我们里面。
And the Holy Spirit gives the life of God.
我们因着这个重生，因着这个神的生命，我们能够成为神的儿女。
Because of this rebirth, we become the children of God.
所以在罗马书第八章告诉我们说，圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
So in Romans chapter 8, verse 16, it tells us that Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
这样有神的生命。
So that we have the God inside us.
所以我们能够呼叫神，我们的阿爸。
So we can cry out, Abba Father.
这是真认识神的开始。
This is the beginning of the true knowing of the Lord.
而且我们需要更认识神。
And also we need to know our Lord more.
在这里我们看见，当我们真认识神了以后
，Here we see that after we truly know the Lord.
我们看见我们这个人啊会改变的。
We see that our we change.
不仅我们这个人会改变。
Not only our personality change,
我们的生活也会改变
our life change,
我们的方向会改变
our goal change,
我们行事为人会改变
the way we behave change.
这里面就让我们看见一个真认识神的人
So here we see that for a man who truly knows the Lord,
在他身上一定会有一个改变
there must be some changes.
所以我们看见保罗就是这样的一个人
So we see Paul was such a person.
当他在大马色的路上，他真认识神了之后
，when he truly knew the law on his way to Damascus，
我们看见他这个人改变了。
We see that this person changed.
而且他奔跑的方向也改变了。
The direction that he was running changed.
他的价值观也改变了。
His value changed.
所以他说：“我先前以为与我有益的。
”So he said that all things were gain to me.
现在都因基督当作是有损。
And I've counted loss for Christ.
我们看见这个价值观改变。
So we see that his value changed.
他说不但如此。
He said not only this.
我也将万事看作是有损。
I also count all things as loss.
因我以认识基督耶稣为至宝。
For the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord.
而且他为着认识基督，为着基督呢，丢弃万事看作粪土。
Also for Christ, he suffered the loss of all things.And count them as rubbish.
我们看见当保罗真认识神了以后
，We see that when Paul truly know the Lord,
他人生的目标改变
，His goal of his life changed.
他现在只有一个目标
，Now he has only one goal,
就他要认识基督
，to know the Lord.
这是他人生当中一的一件事情
，This is the only thing in his life.
就你们在我们你我的身上，岂不都是发生过这样的一个真实的改变吗？
But and sister, do we have all experienced this change in our life?
我相信我们没有一个人来到美国的时候，我们就是要来认识基督的。
I believe that when we come to the United States, we don't come here to know the Lord.
我们来到美国的时候，岂不都是为了要追求世界吗
？We all come here to pursue the world.
但感谢神，因着他极大的恩典和怜悯。
But praise the Lord because of His mercy and grace.
他叫我们认识了他。
And he helped us to know him.
就在我们认识他的那一刻开始。
And from the moment that we know him,
在我们身上就开始了一个改变。
And a change is happening in our life.
甚至到了一个地步，我们人生的方向也改变。
And to some extent, our goal of the life also changed.
所以许多时候，当我们读到保罗在这里所做的见证说，他将万事都看作粪土。
So here we see the testimony. He had counted all things as rubbish.
我们也来学保罗。
Let's all also imitate Paul.
就我们左看看右看看。
We see around us.
看来看去，这些事情啊，越看越像珍宝。
We see around us, and all these things looks like treasure to us.
都不像是粪土。
They're not like rubbish.
我们更用力看。
And we look even harder.
这些万事还是不像粪土。
And these things they're still not like rubbish.
为什么我这么说呢？
Why do I say this?
因为没有一个人他会要去追求粪土的。
Because no one will pursue after the rubbish.
我们避之唯恐不及。
And we want all to avoid the rubbish.
为什么我们不能像保罗一样看将万事看作粪土呢？
But why can't we just be like Paul, who is able to count all these things as rubbish?
乃是因为我们不够像保罗那样的认识我们的主。
Because we don't know our Lord as much as Paul.
弟兄姐妹，这是保罗的秘诀。
This is the secret of Paul.
今天若我们问保罗弟兄啊，你怎么能够将万事看作粪土呢？
If we ask Apostle Paul, how could you account all things as rubbish?
他会告诉我们说，因为我认识基督是至宝。
And he will say that because, the knowledge of the Christ Jesus is the treasure.
因着他认识了基督
，because Christ that he knows,
万事就变成是像粪土一样。
And all the other things become like rubbish.
所以我们看见在保罗身上因着认识神他有了一个这样的180度的大转变。
So we see that in Apostle Paul, because he knows the Lord, his life had a change.
所以今天我们盼望在地上我们能够活出主耶稣基督的见证。
And today on this earth, we hope that we can live out a testimony of our Lord.
今天如果我们盼望我们能够像保罗一样能够脱离这世界的网罗和捆绑。
We all wish that we can be like Apostle Paul, we can be set free from the snare of this world.
兄弟们，保罗只有一个秘诀。
Brothers and sisters, there's only one secret.
就是耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
It is Jesus Christ and crucified.
我们需要更多的认识。
We need more.
我们自然的就能听到容易缠累我们的。
If we know more, then very easily we can be set free from the.
不然的话，如果每天看着我们的工作
，Otherwise, if we just look at our works,
我们说这个是粪土。
And this is rubbish.
我们看着我们小孩将来这个念名校
，our kids they go to the Ivy League.
我们说这是粪土
，and we say that this is rubbish.
到后来你发现啊，那些就成为我们所追求。
But at the end, those are all we pursue.
就是因为我们不够认识我们的主。
This is because we don't truly know our Lord.
所以我们看见真认识神、真认识主耶稣基督是何等的重要。
So we see that it's very important for us to truly know the Lord.
这是我们所有基督徒所有问题的那个核心。
This is the core of every Christian life.
而当我们真认识主，当我们更认识主了以后
，and when we become truly know the Lord and more,
你看见我们身上一切的软弱和残累就脱去了。
You see that we are free from our weakness and
bondage. 所以我们要竭力来认识我们的主。
So we know our Lord.
以基督。为至宝
，We need to treasure our knowledge of the Lord.
那我们怎么样子能够真认识我们的主，真认识我们的神呢
？So how do we truly know our Lord?
在箴言一章七节告诉我们，敬畏耶和华是知识的开端。
In Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge."
意思就是说，敬畏神乃是认识神的开始。
What it means is that the fear of the Lord is the beginning to know the Lord.
我听过一个故事。
I've heard a story.
有一次有一个无神论者，他去游山玩水，去爬山。
One time an atheist went to visit a mountain.
就当他爬到半山腰的时候，看见一块大石头，他就我们中国人这个习惯啊，就要在上头提几个字。
When he was halfway up the mountain, he saw a big rock. So we know that for Chinese, we like to write some on the rocks.
不好的习惯。
We know that this is a bad habit.
但是无神论者这个非常自傲，面写三个大字“没有神
”，and so the atheist wrote three words on the big rock: "There is no God."
然后呢，他就继续往上山顶上爬。
And he continued to climb.
当他爬到山顶的时候
，so when he was climbed to the top of the
mountain, 看见这个自然景观的壮丽和奇妙
，and he saw the beauty and the magnificence of the nature.
他心里头突然间产生一个敬畏的心
，and suddenly from his heart he has this fearful heart.
哎呀，他就感叹说，这位造物主实在是太奇妙了。
And he says, how wonderful this creator is.
结果这位无神论者他还要下山，对不对
？So when he on his way down.
下山就看见刚刚这块大石头上面写着他写的字啊，没有神这三个大字。
And when he passed the big rock and he saw the three words that he said that he wrote on the big on the rock. There's no God.
他在上面呢又加了几个字。
And he added another few words before that.
他就写愚顽人说没有神。
And he says the fool had in his heart there is no God.
一个敬畏的心是一个人认识神的开始。
So we see that the heart of the fearful heart is the beginning of the knowledge of the Lord.
所以诗篇十四篇就告诉我们说，愚顽人心里说没有神。
So in Psalm chapter 16 it says the fool has said in his heart there is no God. 而且
我们在教会中，我们常常看到有一些的福音朋友来到教会里头。
We often have many gospel friends coming to our gathering.
他们参加一次又一次的福音聚会。
And they attend many gospel meetings.
在新南区有一位我们认识的，都已经来聚会20年了。
And West Office, we have one gospel friend who has been coming to the meeting for 20 years.
他还没信主。
But still he has not believed.
弟兄姐妹，这是什么原因？
Now, what is the reason?
弟兄姐妹，就是一个人缺少那敬畏神的心。
Because it's lacking of a fearful heart.
我们一个人若敬畏的心，
if we don't have a fearful heart,
他就没有来认识神。
And it's not able to work.
因为不像我们去超级市场去买水果。
It's not like when we go to the supermarket to buy some.
我们看到这么多的苹果在那里挑来挑去，挑来挑去，这个喜欢，那个不喜欢。
We see many apples and then we pick the best ones.
如果我们带着这样态度来到神的面前，要来认识神的话
，If we have this attitude,
你发现神的话说愚顽人说没有神。
You realize that God says the fool has said in his heart there's no God.
一个没有敬畏的心的人，他是不可能认识神的。
A person without a fearful heart is impossible for him to know the Lord.
因为他在选择要信哪一位神的时候，好像在选择挑苹果一样。
Because he's picking, selecting which God he wants to believe, just like he's picking the apples.
罗马书第一章十九节告诉我们。
In Romans chapter 1, verse 19 to 20.
神的事情人所能知道的已经显明在人的心里，因为神已经给他们显明了。
It says, because what be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them.
自从造天来，神的永能和神性明明可知的。
For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen.
虽然眼不能见，但是借着所造之物，就叫人无可推诿。
And being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead.
所以我们相信刚刚那个无神论者，当他里头产生一个敬畏的心的时候，他就能够认识神。
So we see that from the example of the atheist, when he had this fearful heart, then he was able to know the Lord.
因为我们知道我们的神，他阻挡骄傲的人。
Because we know that our God, he resists the prudent.
他赐恩给那谦卑的人。
And he gives grace to the humble.
而神所赐最大的恩典，就是叫一个罪人能够认识这位神。
And the greatest grace that God has given to us is that we can know Him.
所以我们要真认识神，我们必须首先要存着一个敬畏的心。
So to truly know God, first we need to have a fearful heart.
如果今天当中还有福音朋友们还没有认识神。
If among us there are still some gospel friends who haven't believed in the Lord,
你们盼望能够认识这位慈爱怜悯、这位伟大荣耀的神。
And if you're willing to know this merciful and this great Lord,
只要你存着一颗敬虔的心、一个敬畏的心、一个谦卑的心
，and you need to have this fearful heart,
我们就能够认识这位造我们、爱我们的神。
And then you're able to know this God who created us.
其实我自己从前之所以听了福音一直不能够蒙恩得救的原因也是一样。
The reason that I didn't believe in the Lord when I listened to the gospels,
就是因着我们里面的那个骄傲。
It's because the pride inside us.
拦阻了我们认识这位神。
So the pride stopped us from knowing the Lord.
所以愿早晨在我们当中的人
，so hope that everybody in them today，
今天都能够认识伟大、荣耀、慈爱的神。
We can all know our God who is so merciful and loving kindness。
因为我们没有一个人愿意再做那愚顽人。
So that no one of us is the fool.
因为只有愚顽人心里说没有神。
Because only the fool said, in their hearts there is no God.
这个敬畏的心呢，在我们这些认识神的人身上，也是我们需要学习的。
And we also need to learn that the fearful heart.
我们知道约伯是一个敬畏神的人。
We know that Job, he is a man that feared God.
他在神面前呢，也是神所喜悦的一个人。
And also is well pleasing in God's sight.
圣经告诉我们，神称约伯是他的仆人。
Bible tells us that God calls Job his servant.
我不晓得弟兄姐妹，你们读了约伯记，你们有没有想过说，为什么神允许那样的灾难临到约伯身上？
I'm not sure, brother and sister, if you ever thought about that, why God allows these terrible things happen to Job?
一系列他十个儿女全部都没有。
In one day, he lost all his 10 children.
一夕之间，他所有的财产、财富，通通没有了。
And he lost all his property.
在一日之间，他整个这个身体健康各方面也都失去了。
In one day, and he also lost his health.
他成为落在一个非常非常可怜无助的光景里头。
So he's in a very miserable and very helpless situation.
弟兄姐妹，你们读约伯记的时候，你们有没有看见神在约伯身上在做什么？
So, brother and sister, when you read the book of Job, do you see what God is trying to accomplish in Job?
这有些时候也是我们心思里头的一个难处。
This is also sometimes a difficulty in us.
一方面我们知道神爱我们。
On the one hand, we know that God loves us.
但是当我们遭遇这些急难的时候，
But when we are in these difficulties,
我们心里头就不能够就不明白为什么那位爱我们的神许这样的事情临到我。
And then we don't understand why the God who loves us allows be in such a terrible situation.
所以这看见神在约伯身上是有一个更荣耀的旨意。
Here we see that our God has a more glorious purpose on Job.
神要把这位他的仆人约伯。
And God wants to change His servant Job.
借着这些神所允许的这些苦难
，through all these tribulations，
在他身上来成就神的心意。
And God wants to accomplish His will on Job.
叫约伯成为神的儿子
，to make Job His son.
所以我们看见到约伯记的末了，我们看见约伯所得着的乃是那长子的名分。
So at the end of the book of Job, we see that what Job received is the son.
为什么神要做这件事情呢？
Why did God do this?
我们看见原本约伯他对神的敬畏乃是一个仆人的敬畏。
Because his fearful heart for the Lord is a fear of the servant.
因为在约伯的心里头他有一个害怕。
Because he had this fear in his heart.
他害怕他失去神一切的祝福。
If he might lose all the blessing of the Lord.
所以他就像一个仆人一样敬畏他所侍奉的这位神。
So just like a slave, he feared the Lord.
就有一天果真他所害怕的事情发生了。
And then one day, all he was fearing indeed happened.
原本他想要用他自己借着这个敬虔的心来保守的这些一切，一夕之间全部都没有。
What he has kept with his fearful heart, he just lost it in one day.
他不明白。
And he didn't understand why.
但感谢神，他仍然是一个敬畏神的人。
But praise the Lord, he's still a man who feared God.
他不以他的口来得罪神。
And he didn't sin against the Lord with his lips.
可是我们看见神就允许了约伯记从第三章以后这样漫长的一段痛苦在约伯身上来成就神的旨意。
So in Book of Job, we see that God used this tribulation to accomplish His will in Job.
神乃是要叫约伯不单是他的仆人而已。
And God wants to make Job not only his servant.
神要把约伯带到了更荣耀的光景里头。
And God wants to bring Job to even a more glorious situation.
神要把约伯磨成神儿子的形象。
And God wants to mold Job into the image of his son.
这是今天神在我们身上，在我们这些蒙恩神儿女们身上所要做的事情。
And this is what God wants to accomplish in us.
神叫万事来为我们效力。
And God makes all things work together for us.
就是按他旨意所召的人。
And for us who are called by his will.
要把我们都磨成，都制作成他儿子那个荣耀。
He wants to make us to be in the image of his son.
弟兄姐妹，我们必须要记得这件事情。
So brother and sister, we must remember this.
凡临到我们身上的任何一件事，
Everything that happened to us.
我们喜欢也好，不喜欢也好。
Doesn't matter if we like it or not.
神要借这些事情来制作我们。
And God used all this to make us.
要把我们制作成儿子的形象。
Wants to make us until we are in the image of His.
因为我们主耶稣要带领许多儿子进到荣耀里。
Because our Lord Jesus will bring many sons into glory.
所以这里让我们看见约伯原本对神的敬畏是一个仆人的敬畏。
So we see that previously the Job's fearing of the Lord is a fearing of a slave.
而今天神在我们身上所要做的，叫我们不再是仆人，乃是儿子。
But God wants to make us no longer a slave but a son.
因为有些时候我们基督徒啊，我们对神也有敬畏。
For us Christians, sometimes we have this fearful heart.
但是我们敬畏神的心啊，跟约伯是一样的。
And our fearful heart was just like Job.
我们怕失去神的祝福。
We fear that we might lose all the blessing of God.
哎呀，所以我每天要读圣经。
So every day we need to read the Bible.
哎呀，如果哪一天不读的话呢，可能就失去神的保守和祝福了。
And if we don't read the Bible, then we might lose the blessing of the Lord.
就因为前几天啊，特别忙。我举例哈，有时候我们特别忙啊，就忘了读圣经了。
For example, sometimes we're busy and we forget to read the Bible.
我心里面就有一颗害怕的心。
And then I have this fearful heart.
哎呀，这样好像得罪神喽。
Seems that I sin against the Lord.
可能就有不好的事情要发生喽。
Maybe something bad will happen to me.
就开车去上班的路上。
So on our way to the work.
果真就出了车祸。
And indeed, I had an accident.
我们里头就第一个念头想到什么
？So the first thought of,
哎呀，前几天没有好好读圣经。
It's all because I didn't read the Bible.
没有好好祷告。
I didn't pray.
上礼拜主日聚会没有去。
I didn't go to the meeting.
果真就失去了神的祝福和保守。
So now I lose the blessing.
有点没有这样的敬畏和害怕，乃是一个仆人的敬畏。
Brothers and sisters, this fear is a fear of the slave.
但是今天我们所受的不再是奴仆的心。
But today we're not no longer have a heart of the slave.
不是一向仆人害怕主人，怕主人降下的一个害怕。
It's not like a slave fear the punishment of the master.
罗马书说是儿子。
Romans says we are a son.
我们能够呼叫神是我们的阿爸父。
When we can cry out Abba Father.
弟兄姐妹，我们对神的敬畏不应当是像仆人怕主人一样。
So our fear of the Lord shouldn't be like a slave fearing the master.
不应该是像我们在公司给老板上班做事的时候，害怕说我若做得不好呢，老板就给我下次炒鱿鱼就炒到我了。
So it shouldn't be like when we are working for our boss that we need to work very hard because if we don't work hard then we might be fired.
我们工作是应该要尽心尽力来做的。
Of course we need to work hard in our work.
但我们不是靠着我们在那里给老板卖命做事呢，试着要来好像保守我们的工作。
But it's not because our hard working that keeps us having this job.
因为我们所做的乃是像是为主做的。
Because what we do for the Lord.
但是是不是今天我们说我们是儿子了，我们不是仆人了，那我们就可以放肆了呢？
So if now we are son, no longer slaves, so can we just do whatever we want?
儿子啊，儿子的敬畏。
No, because the son also has his fears.
这儿子跟仆人虽然是不同的。
There's a difference between the son and the slave.
姐妹，你们礼拜一去上公司上班，你们敢不敢就跑到你们老板那个 CEO 的办公室里头去？
But sister, if you go to work tomorrow, do you dare to go to the CEO's office?
我想我们都很敬畏、很害怕的，是不是？
You'll be very fearful.
如果你们公司 CEO 没找你去，你敢不敢自己跑进去？
If the CEO doesn't call you, do you dare to go there?
我想我们是不敢的，因为我们是仆人，害怕主人，对不对？
I think we don't.Because we are the slave and we are afraid of the master.
但今天这个公司 CEO 的老板，如果他带着他的孩子到公司去的话
，If the CEO brings his kids to the work，
哎，他们就不管这一些了。
Then they don't care.
他就跑到爸爸的办公室里头去了。
And their children will just go to the office.
坐在椅子上，在那里转啊转啊。
And sit on the chair and play.
或者有什么东西拿来就巧克力拿来就吃了，是不是
？And they do whatever they want.
为什么他们不怕呢
？Why isn't that they don't fear？
因为他们是来到办公室
，because they're just going to their father's office.
他们是做儿女的来到父亲的面前
，they come before the father as children.
他们甚至于可以爬到 CEO 的身上
，they can even climb onto the CEO.
兄弟们，你敢不敢
？Brothers and sisters, do you dare to do that?
我相信你不敢的
，I don't think you dare to do that.
但是他的儿女呢，他们就敢
But his children, they don't care.
所以我们看见做仆人跟做儿女是不一样。
So we see that there's a difference of being a slave, and being a son.
但今天我们成为神的儿女。
And today we become the children of God.
我们不需要再像仆人怕主人那样子来敬畏神。
We no longer need to fear the Lord as a slave fearing the master.
但并不代表说我们可以不敬畏神。
But that doesn't mean that we don't need to fear the Lord.
做儿女的仍然应该要敬畏神。
As children, we must also fear the Lord.
就像儿子敬畏父亲。
Just like son fears his father.
但这个敬畏不是害怕被惩罚。
Fearing is not because the fear of the punishment.
这个敬畏不是因为害怕失去祝福。
And fear is not because losing the blessing.
这个敬畏呢是因为爱的缘故。
And his fear is because of love.
因为害怕父亲伤心。
Because he fears that his father might disappoint.
因为害怕父亲失望。
He feared the disappointment of the father.
因为害怕父亲在儿女们身上的那个期望没有办法能够达到。
And he feared that the will of the parents cannot be accomplished in them.
弟兄姐妹，那是儿子敬畏的心。
And this is the fearful heart of a son.
所以我们感谢主，今天我们虽然不需要再像仆人害怕主人那样子来敬畏我们的神。
And praise the Lord that today we no longer fear the Lord as a slave fearing the master.
但今天我们能够因着爱父亲的缘故，我们来敬畏我们的神。
But today, because of our love to the Father, we don't want our Father, our Heavenly Father to disappoint. We don't want our Heavenly Father to grieve.
弟兄们，我们是不是因着这样的，因着爱天父的缘故，所以我们恨恶罪呢？
So because our love for the Father, and we hate sins.
还是我们因为是怕惩罚，我们才不犯罪，不敢犯罪？
Or is it because we fear the punishment, so we don't sin?
弟兄们，我们不再是仆人。
Brother and sister, we're no longer slaves.
我们乃是儿子。
We are son.
我们要带着这样一个敬畏天父的心，在神的面前来侍立。
We need to have this fearful heart and come stand in front of.
所以我们看见，当神允许那些苦难临到约伯，经过那一段漫长的在他身上的制作之后。
So we see that when. And God had used all these tribulations, very long time tribulations on Job to accomplish His will.
那个过程是非常非常漫长、非常痛苦的一个过程。
It's a very long process.
我想我们读的人都觉得很痛苦。
And all when we read the book of Job, we all feel very terrible.
在神借着约伯三个朋友在他身上魂里头所制作的那三十多章的圣经。
See that Job's friend, they debate with Job in the 30.
那正是神今天在他所爱的儿女们身上所要做的工作。
And this is the work that God wants to do in His children.
所以到约伯记末了42章的时候，我们看见神的工作完成了。
So at the end of Job, in chapter 42, we see that God's words accomplished.
约伯后来对神说：“我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你。”
So Job said to the Lord, "I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you."
从前约伯对神的认识。
Briefly, the knowledge of Job about the Lord.
神借着这些环境的制作
，and through these environments,
到后来约伯他能够真认识神
，and Job become a man that truly know the Lord.
他亲眼见到神
，and his eyes sees the Lord.
他里面真认识神了
，he truly knows the Lord from within.
所以我们看见神在约伯身上把他做成那儿子的模样。
So we see that God makes Job into the image of his son.
所以这里让我们看见我们乃是要存着这样敬畏的在我们的神的面前。
So here we see that we need a fearful heart before our Lord.
因为耶和华是认识神。
Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
而也能够叫我们带着敬畏的心呢，我们能够越来越认识我们的神。
And also because of this fearful heart, we can know our Lord more and more.
另外一点让我们看见我们如何能够更认识神呢？
So how do we know our Lord even more?
我们乃是要顺服在神所量给我们这一切的环境。
And we need to be obedient to all these environments that God has appointed to us.
这样顺服在神大人的手下，不是一个消极的态度。
It is to be obedient to all the environment is not a negative obedience.
这样的顺服乃是一个积极而且是有目标的顺服。
But it should be a positive, and it should have. The purpose.
当我们顺服神所量给我们的环境的时候
，when we are obedient to all the environment that God has appointed,
我们的目标乃是盼望借着这些的难处和环境，我们能够更认识神。
Our goal is that through all these environments, we can know our Lord more.
这些环境当中的经历
through all these experience,
能够真认识神
and we can truly.
我们能够像约伯刚刚所说的，从前风闻有你，现在能够亲眼看见你。
So that just like Job, we can say that I've heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you.
我们知道在圣经当中，大卫是一个认识神的人。
We know that in the Bible, King David was a man who knows.
当我们读大卫所写的许多诗篇，我们真是能够看见说，大卫他是那样的认识神。
From many hymns that, from the many psalms that David had written, we truly know that David really knows the Lord.
同学们，你知道大卫为什么他能够这样认识神呢？
So brothers and sisters, so why do you think that David can know the Lord?
那是经过许多的苦难，许多的环境。
It is because he experienced many difficulties.
大卫他有一个诗篇，他说他从自幼哈，他的父母就弃绝他。
We know that King David, when he was very young, he was abandoned by his parents.
他的兄长也藐视他。
And he was looked down by his brothers.
是不是当神借着先知撒到了耶西，就是大卫父亲的家里头，要来提供一个孩子做王？
So when Prophet Samuel went to the house of Jesse to anoint one of his sons to be the king.
就你发现他七个孩子，其他的孩子都在。
And you see that all the other children of Jesse were there.
就只有一个最小的不在。
But the youngest one was not.
最小的不是去上补习班去上课。
The youngest one was going to some education.
也不是在自己房间里头睡懒觉。
He wasn't just sleeping in his house.
这最小的儿子在做什么呢？
So what was this youngest son doing?
在旷野里头牧羊呢。
He was shepherding.
弟兄姐妹，你想想看，有哪个父母亲啊，会把你所最宝贝的这最小的孩子啊，叫他去旷野去看羊呢？
Brothers and sisters, how can the parents, they send their most precious youngest son to shepherd? In the wilderness.
所以我们用一句今天的话，大卫他从小可以说在家庭当中啊就被 abuse 了。
So, in today's language, we can say that Dave was abused in his family.
他父母亲根本没有把他放里头。
His parents didn't love him.
弟兄姐妹，你知道那个感觉吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you know this feeling?
我想大卫从小就活在这样一个环境里头。
And David lived in this kind of environment when he was married.
但感谢神。
But praise the Lord,
因为他有一点点认识神
because he knew the Lord.
所以他服在这个神所量给他这样环境的里头
So he's obedient to
the environment. 他没有埋怨
He didn't complain.
他没有叛逆
And he didn't rebel.
他没有变成问题青少年
He didn't become a trouble man.
他反而在他牧羊的过程当中，他来认识神
However, through his shepherding,
他经历神的帮助
and experienced the help from the Lord.
所以我们看见大卫之所以真认识神，乃是借着这些艰难的环境。
So we know that the reason that why David can truly know the Lord is because he experienced all these difficulties.
我们看见他瘦高，后来长话短说，后来他也瘦高了，瘦高做以色列的王。
So later on, when he wanted to be the king of Israel,
他在这个撒母耳高他之前啊，他不好过了。
Before anointing, his life was difficult.
所以我们读撒母耳记上，你就看到当撒母耳高他做王以后。
So when we read First Samuel, after Samuel anointed him to be the king.
没多久，他的日子更难过。
And his life was even harder.
为什么呢
？And why is that?
那扫罗王里头就产生一个嫉妒。
Because King Saul had his jealous heart.
当时以色列这个第一个这个王啊，就要定义要追杀大卫。
So King Saul wanted to kill David,
要把大卫除掉
and to destroy David.
不是一次，不是两次
not once, twice.
那扫罗王反反复复的，他就一定要置大卫于死
Again and again, King Saul wanted to kill David.
你说大卫这个日子好不好过？
So you can imagine how difficult
David's life is. 如果你在公司上班，你就知道，如果今天有一个对头在公司里头要对付你的话
，If brother and sister, if you're at work, if you have someone who at work wants to
还不是要取你的性命
not try to kill you but
光看到你对付你就叫你很难过了
but just to against you it will make you very
当我们看大卫就在这样的艰难环境里头他更认识神
but we see that in this very difficult situation that David knows the Lord
他顺服在神所量给他的环境里头
and he's obedient to the environment the Lord has given
他等候神的时候
And he waited for God's time.
就是有机会，他可以杀扫罗王来为自己报仇。
Even when he had opportunity to king kill Saul，
或者他可以用自己的手来成就神的旨意。
Or he can use his own hands to accomplish God's will。
因为如果他把扫罗王杀了，他就可以做王了，对不对
？Because if he killed King Saul, then he became the king。
但是他因着敬畏神，他不敢下手来杀害神的受膏者。
But because he feared the Lord, he didn't dare to lay his hand on King Saul。
那是不是他这样子这个？以善待恶呢？他从此就过着一帆风顺的好日子呢
？So did his life become better？
没有的
，No
他不敢杀扫罗
，He didn't dare to kill King Saul。
但是扫罗反继续要追杀他
，But King Saul again tried to kill him。
要是我们肯定到神面前要抱怨了，是不是
？If it was we would go complain before the Lord。
但是大卫没有，他仍然顺服在神所量给他这些的环境。
But David didn't. He continued to be obedient to this environment.
就在这样的一个困苦的环境当中
，and in these difficult times，
我们看见大卫一篇一篇的诗篇就写下来了。
We see David wrote many songs.
借着他对神的认识和经历
，and through his knowledge experience in the Lord，
到今天仍然帮助许多在苦难中的神的儿女。
And his songs still help。The brothers and sisters in the tribulations.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见今天神也允许一些难处临到我们。
Brothers and sisters, we see that today God allows this difficult situations to happen to us.
而这些难处呢，我们感觉到说，似乎是没有出路的。
And sometimes when we are in this great difficulty, we don't see a way out.
因为我们甚至可以这样子说
，Or in other words,
有些时候神量一些环境，允许难处临到我们。
Sometimes God appointed some environment, some difficulties to us.
为我们解决这些难处
，is not for us to solve this difficulty.
并不是叫我们去解决这些问题。
It's not for us to solve these problems.
我们看见保罗写信给腓立比教会，他们教会里头也有这些难处。
We see that when Apostle Paul wrote to the Philippians.
神借这些难处在做什么呢？
The Philippians, they also have some difficulties. So what does God wants to accomplish?
神借着这些难处，要把我们带到他的面前。
And God used these difficulties to bring us before Him.
叫我们认识他。
And for us to know Him.
叫我们真认识他。
To truly know Him.
叫我们更认识他。
To know Him even more.
弟兄姐妹，我们不要因着这难处呢，跑相反的方向。
Brothers and sisters, let's not do not run away from this difficulty.
不要因为这些叫我们受苦的难处，叫我们远离，反叫我们远离神。
Do not let us run away from God because of these difficulties.
当神允许难处临到我们的时候
，When God allows these difficulties to happen，
神还是有个积极的心意
，And God has a positive purpose，
还是盼望把我们带到他面前
，He wants to bring us before Him，
叫我们能够在经历当中认识他
，And so that we can know Him through this experience，
好叫我们能够成为一般真认识神的
，So that we can become a people who truly know our Lord，
好叫我们能够在难处当中能够经历他那复活生命的大能要显在我们身上。
And so that we can experience the power of His resurrection in these difficulties.
但有些时候我们在难处当中，我们实在是，哎呀，呼天唤地。
But sometimes when we are in the difficult environment, we cry out.
我们就像当日的门徒一样说，主啊，我快灭亡了。
And just like the apostles of Jesus Christ, that we call out that we are perishing.
我们呼叫说，主啊，你快来救我。
Oh Lord, come save us.
但有时候我发现，我们主没有立刻来救我。
But sometimes the Lord doesn't come to save us immediately.
主乃是越盼望把我们带进对他更深的认识。
Because the Lord wants us to bring into an even deeper knowing of Him.
叫我们能够知道在我们这信的人身上，把显出的大能大力。
And so that we can see great mighty power that He wants to us in.
就是保罗对主祷告三次说，求主将他身上的刺挪开。
Even Apostle Paul, he prayed three times, asking the Lord to remove the spike.
虽然我们这个刺不知道是什么，在保罗身上这个刺是什么。
And we don't know what Paul.
但我们知道这个刺叫他非常的痛苦。
But we know that this spike caused a great uncomfortable pain in Paul.
所以他三次，他多次的祷告主。
So he prayed three times.
但主并没有把这个刺，把他身上这个难处。这个痛苦将他痛苦这个难处挪掉
，But God didn't remove this pain from him。
然后保罗就经历了
，But Paul experienced。
他经历到说，主的恩典是够他用的。
However, the Paul experienced that God's grace is sufficient。
他经历到了，他就认识了他的能力，神的能力。 在他这软弱的人身上显得更加的完全。
And he experienced and he knows that God's power will be perfected in his works.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天我们在难的时候。
So brothers and sisters, when we are in difficulties,
非常有可能神并没有要将我们的难处给挪去。
It is possible that God doesn't remove this difficulty from us.
但在这个时候，我们需要祷告主。
But we need to pray.
就像保罗为圣徒的祷告一样。
Just like Paul prayed for the saints.
求神将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
And pray that the Father can give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我们能够真知道他。
So that we can truly know him.
叫我们能够知道，能够认识到那复活生命的大能在我们里头。
And we can know the power of the resurrection in us.
那当我们能够从里头真认识我们的神。
We can truly know our Lord from inside.
当我们能够从里头因着圣灵开启，我们能够经历这复活生命的大能的时候。
When we can experience this mighty power of resurrection,
我们就能够成为主的见证。
Then we can become a testimony for others.
我们成为别人的帮助。
And we can become a help to others.
我们也能够我们的下一代帮助他们也来是我们的神。
And we can also help our children to know our Lord.
所以今天我们要对神有一个真实的认识。
Today we need to have this true knowing of the Lord.
我们要真认识神。
We need to truly know our Lord.
我们需要常常的祷告。
We need to pray.
不仅为自己祷告。
Not only for ourselves.
为众圣徒祷告。
But also for all the saints.
求父神常常将这赐人智慧启示的灵赏给我们。
And we pray that our Father may often give us this spirit of wisdom.
叫我们的里面被圣灵开启。
Because the opening of our spirit.
我们能够在环境当中来真认识我们的神。
And in this, all these environments that we can truly know our Lord.
愿主祝福他自己的话语。
May the Lord bless His own words.
我们一起再有点祷告。
Let's have some further word of prayer.
主人的话语是有限。
Oh Lord, man's words are limited.
但主，我们感谢你，你已经将这位赐人智慧的圣灵赐给了我。
But Lord, we praise you because you have given us spirit of wisdom and revelation.
主，求你继续在我们开启我们的眼睛。
Oh, please continue to open our inner eyes.
主，叫我们能够真认识你。
So that we can truly know you.
主，叫我们能够在生活当中。
So that in our everyday life.
甚至在苦难的里头。
And even in difficulties.
主，因着我们真认识你。
And because of we truly know you,
主，我们能够经历你那复活生命的大能。
And we can experience the great power of the resurrection.
主，好叫我们能够成为你自己的见证。
And we can become your testimony.
好叫我们也能够将这样的认识，主，能够来帮助我们的下一代。
And also because this understanding, we can also help our children.
主，好叫你的教会在等候你回来之前。
When the church is waiting for your return.
主，使得认识耶和华的真知识能够如同洋海一样。
And the true knowledge of the Lord is like the vast ocean.
充满你的教会。
Can fill your church.
主，你帮助我们。
Oh Lord, please help us.
主，你一直是帮助我们。
Oh Lord, you have always helped us.
因此，我们把每一位弟兄姐妹仰望。
Therefore, place every brother and sister into your hands.
开我们的眼睛。
Please open up.
叫我们更认识。
And help know you more.
祷告耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, I pray.